Hey.
Hey, where were you?
Nowhere. Here, I mean.
That rang for an age. We said two, right?
Shit. Late. Sorry.
Thought you were ghosting me again.
I didn't ghost you the last time. I just don't like being chained to a screen as much as you do. Talking to a sheet of glass feels cold.
It's who's behind the sheet of glass that counts. Anyway, it's all we got in these crazy times, Joe. I can't see you.
Don't know what to tell you. Maybe you're
And
blind.
maybe you're deaf. We said video this time. Video calls. Phone calls, whatever, are for people over the age of 60 and ugly folk. Anyway, don't joke about that. You think regular lockdown is shit? Imagine losing your sight during lockdown when you live alone. Might be a symptom they're not telling us about.
Not deaf, thank you. Just not up for parading myself in front of the camera. Lockdown or no lockdown, I reserve the right to remain anonymous.
Speaking of the over 60s, why didn't you join Mum and Dad's trivia sing-along the other day? It was a hoot. An absolute fucking hoot.
I can imagine. I think I've spoken to our dear deranged parents more in the last fortnight than I have in the last 30 years. Enough already.
All right, are you sorting your camera out before I forget what you look like?
I look like you, remember?
But not as easy on the eyes.
Funny. This isn't one of those covert sibling missions, is it? Give your sister a ring. Check she's not a bag of bones. She's beyond infuriating. I'm eating just fine. Tell Mum you witnessed me eating live on air, okay? Some kind of calorific burger dome of meat. Tell about how meaty both I and the burger looked during this call, would you?
I will, if you stop making those gross sounds. Without video, that just sounds sick. And only when I've actually set eyes on you. I don't want to lose golden child status with an unconfirmed fake sighting of you.
Yeah, okay, in a minute.
Does it feel weird having an empty parlour downstairs? Have you been there much since?
What's weird about it?
I know the commute's a breeze in normal circumstances, but living above a tattoo parlour with no business? I don't know. Maybe it's the smell or something. It'll freak me out. Like a funeral home.
You're getting me mixed up with someone else if you think I'm gonna see your point. You don't get what I do. None of you do.
Come on. I'm not starting that up again. And I've never had a problem with it, just for the record.
Dad does. He makes no effort whatsoever to hide
He
it.
paid for you to go to art school, so you could.
Become an artist, that's what I've done.
In a way.
Well, I'm sorry I can't adorn his and other lawyers' walls with expensive investment pieces.
You okay? You sound. All right, look, let's just leave it.
Tattooing bodies about identity, fantasy, the psyche. It's important. What I do means something.
Still bitter then.
My last customer before lockdown, a guy in his 40s, he wanted me to do a sleeve. Do you know what he had done?
I don't know. A cock? His own cock. I'm trying to remember what I've seen on Tattoo Fixers.
My pieces would never end up on that show, and you're about to feel really bad for saying that when I tell you what he actually had.
Well, if I could see you, maybe I'd be able to gauge the tone a bit better. This is worse than Zooming with a team of 16 accountants trying not to kill their kids in the background, and I do that every day. Jew? Jew, come on, you sound like you're about to blow. Have you been doing your daily exercise? You're allowed out, sis, you know? Maybe you should make it twice, under the cover of darkness.
He wanted kids' cartoons, toys, a hamster, the letter S and stars covering every inch of skin on his left arm, every pore.
No. Classic Peter Pan syndrome.
Sometimes I wish I hadn't shared the womb with you and I could just be an only child.
Sorry, go on. Why did he want all of that completely unrelated random shit on his arm for the rest of his life then?
The cartoons and toys were his son's favourite things, his pet hamster.
Right.
The letter S was the kid's initials and the stars would symbolise where he believed they'd meet again. He died in a hit and run a year ago, and he'd been planning his ink since the day of the funeral. He said it had kept him going, gave him hope, and he was going to show it to his little boy one day.
You were setting me up for a fall there.
You did that yourself.
I really miss you. You know? You, Mum, Dad, I miss just. I don't know! Didn't think I would.
Charming.
No, I mean, look. If someone had asked me what I'd miss most in a pandemic, if I had to cut myself off from everyone I know, with only the occasional trip to that scrag of grass at the end of the road, I wouldn't have said I miss your cranky face, Dad showing me his new golf clubs, and Mum forcing me to sit down with her for hours at a time and give her tutorials on how to use her fucking phone, which she promptly forgets. I would have said the pub. But it's you guys, really. Do you ever feel lonely? Do you know? Hello?
What?
You're in the shop?
Yeah, why? Is that a problem?
No, it's just... No, it's... No. Just asking.
I'm not prying about which room you're in. You're always on my back.
Alright, I live in a studio flat. I don't have many options. Anyway, you can see me. Again, it'll be nice if you could return the favour. It's fine if your roots have grown out and you look all pasty and sallow. I promise not to take many. Sorry, any screenshots.
Ouch.
Jew, it was a joke. A joke. Remember those? Why are you messing with the needle?
I'll be there in a minute.
What, me? Are you with someone?
They're here. They're all here.
Who, Juno? You shouldn't be mixing with people at the moment. Who's there with you?
It's fine. They can't catch it. They're immune.
How do you know? What are you doing? Tell them to leave.
I can't. These faces, animals, birds, gods and beasts, they're part of
Juno,
me.
Juno, I mean it. Turn your camera on. You're scaring me now.
It's not natural being cut off from the world like this. My customers, I miss them. We're social beings. We need each other. I'm so lucky. How could I ever be lonely? They're all here. They always will be.
Now, Juno, I need to see you. Turn it on or I'm coming over there. Fuck this.
Hey, bro.
Oh, shit. You... What have you done to yourself?
It was tricky, but I think it looks pretty good.
They're everywhere. All over you. I can't see you.
Yes, you can. You can see who I really am. I look better this way. Now they'll realise. I'm an artist.
Everywhere. Your eyelids, your fingertips, your neck. How? Every inch, there's no skin left.
Not skin. Canvas.
Is this real?
It hurts, but in a good way. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I can do yours when it's all over. Ollie? We can still be identical. Ollie? Are you there?